Mark Weingartner has accepted an offer he can't refuse. He's been chosen to write the sequel to Mario Puzo's 1969 novel, The Godfather. Publishing giant Random House conducted a nationwide search to find an author to continue the saga. Weingartner's written two novels, The Veracruz Blues and Crooked River Burning. He also directs the creative writing program of Florida State University. Weingartner says he's a big fan of The Godfather because the novel was such an influential work.
The Godfather almost single-handedly caused the mob story to supplant the Western in the American imagination. And keep in mind, too, that The Godfather comes out right before Watergate. So this idea that the people in charge might be even more evil than the criminals, a radical idea perhaps in the mid-60s, but something pretty much everybody in America accepts by the mid-70s.
Tell us about the selection process. How did you get chosen?
Well, early in the process, Random House sent out a proposal to many different writers. And my first impulse is, I'm not sure that a sequel to The Godfather is the sort of book I write. And then I looked at the proposal, and I was really impressed by it. You know, they said they wanted a literary novelist in the middle of his career about where Puzo was when he wrote The Godfather, all of which was true of me. And then it occurred to me that both of my novels have significant organized crime plot strands, so, you know, why exactly is it that I wouldn't think this would be right for me? And so I, you know, wrote up the proposal, and, you know, at that point, I guess the chips fell where they may, but they fell my way.
You know, they did a sequel to Gone with the Wind.
Well, they, you know, and the first novel in the history of the novel, Don Quixote, is followed by Don Quixote 2. you know, the idea that it's somehow sacrosanct to tamper with early novels is, you know, sort of completely historically ignorant. I mean, just think about Jane Smiley in rewriting King Lear for 1,000 Acres. I mean, my God, tampering with the work of the greatest writer in the history of the English language. And yet, you know, the book won the Pulitzer Prize. Michael Cunningham with The Hours, tampering with Virginia Woolf and Mrs. Dalloway. You know, there's a long, august tradition of writers extending the stories of other story writers.
People have to be listening and say, wait a minute, they did sequels to The Godfather, because they're thinking movies and not book.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, I've had to remind a lot of people there's just one novel, The Godfather, and that's it. And also people think, well, what more is there to say about these characters? But really, if you think about it, the first movie is based entirely on the novel. Part two, the whole backstory with Vito, that comes from the novel. And then Godfather Part Three doesn't pick up until, you know, the 80s. So there's big stretches of time in the late 50s and all of the 60s and all of the 70s that neither the novel nor the movies in any way venture into.
And do you have any idea what you're going to do?
I do, but on this front, Bob, I must observe the ancient tradition of Omerta.
Mark Weingartner is a writer and professor at Florida State University. He's been selected to write the sequel to The Godfather. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.